Before this test begins, I have a few preliminary remarks. These remarks are being provided so that you can have time to adjust the volume and your earphones. Please make sure that you can hear clearly and that the earphones are as comfortable as possible. Take a few moments now to catch your breath. Get as comfortable and relaxed as you can, and take a sip of water if you wish. The test is recorded at 120 words per minute, which is the same speed that you are now hearing. If you are not ready, please advise the test administrator immediately, since you may not stop the tape once the test begins. The test will begin in 5 seconds. Good morning. My name is Janet Smith, and I am an assistant state's attorney in our county. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we believe that the evidence will show that during the morning hours on June 2nd, 2004, a woman by the name of June Jones was brutally beaten and assaulted in the living room of her home here in the city of Madison. She was held down on her living room floor for 2 hours, and her assailant took her purse when he finally ran away. We will prove that the defendant, Omar Butler, is the person who assaulted, restrained, and stole from June Jones. The state has charged Mr. Butler with attempted sexual assault, false imprisonment, and theft. June is a 42-year-old divorcee who lives alone at 1729 Rosewood Avenue. On the night of Friday, July 1, June was at her house with a friend, hanging out and drinking. Late in the evening, the victim told her friend that she wanted to go over to Harry's bar. Her friend said that he wanted to call it a night, so June decided to go by herself. I believe that the evidence will show that June got into the bar a little before midnight, or thereabouts, and she continued to drink in the bar and stayed until closing time. The evidence will show that the defendant was also at Harry's. We know this because the bartender told the police he recognized the defendant from prior occasions. One of our witnesses, Ms. Ana Diaz, will testify that she saw the defendant talking to June outside the bar after closing time, and that she could see that June was very intoxicated. I think she used the words that the victim was falling down drunk. The defendant ran over to Anna and told her that June was a friend of his sister's, a blatant lie, and that he was going to walk her home. Anna will tell you that she watched as Omar ran off. June had already crossed Main Avenue and was on the other side of the street walking home. Anna watched as the defendant ran after June. June will tell you that she basically has no recollection of how she got home from the tavern. I believe she said she lives about 7 blocks away. She is not sure if the defendant actually caught up with her as she was walking home or where exactly that may have occurred. But in the police report, she indicates that she does recall being at her front door and getting her door keys out of the mailbox. Despite her intoxicated condition, She was probably painfully aware of what occurred to her during the next 2 hours on her living room floor. She recalls the defendant being at the door. She remembers being thrown to the floor. She remembers the defendant sitting on top of her as she is lying on the floor. The defendant was demanding sex. He wanted to shackle her. He repeatedly struck her in the face and on the head. He even pulled a handful of hair out of her scalp. He threatened to kill her. She struggled with him, trying desperately to keep from being tied up. She was afraid she would die if he succeeded in tying her up. During the struggle, the defendant got up and ran into the kitchen and came back with a very long, serrated knife and put it to her throat. At some point during this assault, he poked her with it. You will see the prosecution's photograph marked as an exhibit showing June's injuries, which are consistent with being jabbed with a knife. He repeatedly told her that he wanted to tie her up and, in his words, screw her. She responded by saying, "Hell no." She did not want to do that. She began to scream. Again, he sat on her and punched her. Eventually, June convinced him to let her up. The evidence will show that she told him she would agree to have intercourse and that it wasn't necessary for him to tie her up or to gag her. When he finally let her up, June was able to make a break for the door and got outside. She was screaming her head off. The defendant followed her out into the yard, but apparently because of her continued screaming, he eventually ran away. You will hear a woman by the name of Erica Wilson testify that she was awakened by the screams. She opened her window and heard a male voice say, "You're going to die, bitch." So she called 911. We have subpoenaed Ms. Wilson. The evidence will show beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant violently assaulted June Jones, restrained her against her will, and took her purse and its contents. Because of that, during the closing arguments in this case, I will be asking you to return verdicts of guilty to the three offenses charged. Thank you.